Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we are back live, the Tom and Tim Show.
Alexander Hamilton.
And we are eagerly awaiting my review. Tom's theater review of Hamilton.
Dance 10 looks at 6. Very, very inspiring. A lot of the performances were absolute genius. And there were many, many showstoppers. And, you know, some of the people were from Broadway as well. Yes. Definitely worth it. For me, the second act, pick up the pace, please. And also the length. I think that, these were previews that I saw. So probably they will, not trim it, but have it more compact. We got there, at 8 and wasn't over till 11:30.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. The audience was younger. Not exclusively, but younger. And because I go to a lot of things where everybody has gray hair like me, or blue hair, but very, very enthusiastic. I mean, very enthusiastic. There was diversity, not as much as in the show, which is really good about the show, is that, it is diverse, but you're not hit over the head. It's just like how it is. This is it. This is diverse. I think the way the theater handles it, I'm very critical. And this has nothing to do with the show. It's a hassle to get tickets, even cheap ones. And there's all kinds of anxiety around that.
And the tickets are so expensive.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Somebody, donated to matinee performances. So there was like 2,200 tickets that were free for a bunch of high schools. So they continue to do that. That'll take it out. And then, I remember, this is so silly, but, they had a bill in Sacramento. People should be able to bring their drinks into the theater.
Right.
And there's some blue law or something that forbade that. And, all over Europe, every place else they do it. So I said, yeah, I'll support that bill. I mean, it's only civilized if you want to bring your drink in. So what do they do in gratitude? They say you can't bring a drink into the theater unless it's in a sippy cup, like an adult sippy cup. We got to get ready for Pampers. And guess what? That costs $5 to get that cup. And then the drink itself is always exorbitant. You got to anticipate that for the theater. Anyway, the experience itself was quite wonderful. And that's just me being crotchety. But I hope they continue with the gratis tickets and the lotteries. They're ridiculously expensive, and that invites all kinds of malfeasance and really scams, I believe.
I'm sure.
People getting ripped off. So anyway, there you are.
Yeah. All right. So
not as good as Mincing Words.
Not as good as Mincing Words, but still
worth
going.
Still worth going.
And
speaking about not mincing words, I heard the president of the board and two, three other supervisors went to the planning commission. Unusual for
all
of them to show up.
The first time in a long time
I've seen Trey Gowdy there.
Four supervisors at the planning commission.
Brown Act.
London Breed and Asha Safai were there to present their affordable housing measure, and then Aaron Peskin and Jane Kim were there to present their affordable housing measure. And at the Planning Commission, it all gets bogged down in little bits of language here and there, but the bottom line here is that the Breed Safai measure would move affordable housing away from lower income people and move it towards middle class people. And
I've heard that middle class argument so often that it tickles me now.
And the reason that it bothers me is it's the worst kind of class warfare. It's like the middle class against the people who are lower middle class. It's like the people who have a little bit against the people who have a little bit less. And
well, tell them what Ken Trey said.
So, they talk about, we want to help teachers live in San Francisco. We want to help teachers live in San Francisco.
Over and over again. 100 years later,
So then Ken Trey from the teachers union stands up and he goes, well, I represent the teachers and we don't like London Breed and Asha Safai's bill because it may help teachers, but at the expense of the working class families of our students.
Yeah, don't play us.
And our paraprofessionals, and don't pit us against each other.
That's
at least an old game.
It's an old game. Yeah.
And, you know, Breed and Safai are talking middle class housing. But the other alternative, the Peskin Kim bill, would do both. It would do more middle-class housing, but not at the expense of lower-income housing. And the way it does that is it makes the developers pay more.
Well, you know, the institutionalized malfeasance then results in things like there's no housing for teachers, there's no housing for cops, there's no housing. And so then they cherry-pick and say, oh, look, I'm doing this. You know, for middle-class housing, aren't I Mahatma Gandhi? But they never address what's endemic and causing those symptoms, right? They never want to change a process or be transparent or have or not do the will of people who give them a lot of money.
Or less talk about the Twitter tax break and bringing all the tech companies into San Francisco, which created this housing crisis and which, you know, London Breed was a big supporter of the Twitter tax break. So it's going to be the next housing battle in San Francisco, these two bills. They're going to come to the Board of Supervisors. And, you know, it's really a question of...
I'm thinking, you know, if there could be a coalition that we should put something on the ballot independent of the Board of Supervisors, because they're never going to get there in the way that...
And maybe so, because...
And you know, call their bluff. You know, either do something... Or we're putting this on the ballot ourselves. And, you know, I think it could work.
It could, because the whole thing here is, you know, Safai stands up and says, if we ask too much from the developers, it won't pencil out and nothing will get built.
Baby.
You know, I mean, I feel like it's the same thing, you know.
He's such a mouthpiece for them.
Well, and it's the same thing as we heard when he couldn't get a parking space.
Yes, I know.
If you ask the developers for too much, nothing will happen.
My brakes failed. Sorry.
You know, nothing. But the fact is, you can always ask the developers for more. They keep building anyway, and they're making lots of money.
There was this woman in Sacramento. You know, her husband was a billionaire. Blah blah blah. So she always used to get up and talk about the poor mom and pop oil companies. Not Chevron, but the other ones.
The mom and pop oil.
You know, not clear on the concept. You know who I admire and. Is Kaepernick.
Yep.
And no one's hired him yet.
Nope.
Interestingly enough. And I know what that guy Sam, you know, the African American guy who came out, he got hired and then he quit. Mm. So these things get dicey. But you know, with Trump in office, I'm just worried that it is strictly political. You know, there's some people say, well, he's not that good. But you know, he is good.
He is good.
And he's a very good runner. And of course, right now he's doing a lot of charity work.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's giving money for Meals on Wheels.
Yeah,
after you know,
fine. Trump... Criticize him for doing that. Why don't you? You know,
why don't you do it?
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, look at all of the sports figures who spend all of their money on fancy cars and big houses and you know and stuff like that. And at least Kaepernick is doing something.
Yeah, and you know, some of them make so much that they can do both. You know, so single payer. You know. I am getting calls now because Newsom, you know, is talking about single payer. You know, and unfortunately, the CNA has endorsed him early based on that promise. I would have suggested to them something else. However, it is what it is. But I'm getting these calls from the SACB and San Jose Mercury. Well, we heard and Labor did Healthy San Francisco, but he's kind of saying he did it and he wants to do it for the whole state and everything. So, you know, and then Jerry Brown to piss me off even more. So he is in Washington right now and have a great rant about Trump care or whatever you want to call it, but he's not doing much here. He's very cool to the single payer bills that have been introduced. You know, I'm just curious as to how he's going to transfer that rage against Trump, you know, to supporting single payer here
in California,
yeah.
Where 6 million people are going to lose their health insurance.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also talked to the reporters about, you know, the attempt to water down and change Healthy San Francisco on the part of the mayor and Steve Kawa and all, because they said Obamacare would take care of everybody, which of course we know it doesn't.
It doesn't take care of people who are undocumented, for example.
And I understand I haven't talked to him in a while, but she had talked to Mitch Katz, and they might be trying something similar in L.A. But in the meantime, I think it's great that there's bills about single care, a single payer, and yeah, maybe this one will fail, and you know, but we have to start somewhere. And where is any governor on this? Where are they going to be?
And in the end, we're going to have no choice.
Well, right. There you are.
You know, I mean, are we going to let 6 million Californians be suddenly uninsured? No, we're going to have to do something.
Well, you know, I think Sean Spicer will help us find a way of enlightenment. Do you remember when Trump said, he said so many things, I don't want people to, no one will die on the street when, you know, from lack of health care. Yeah, I'm waiting.
That's
That's
nice.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, we're all so happy.
Yeah, maybe they won't die, but they'll, you know, there'll be zombies.
Exactly.
Zombie care.
Zombie care.
That is what.
There it is.
There it is.
Zombie care. Trump's zombie care.
Zombie fucking care. The walking fucking dead. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Tom and Tim Show.
Yeah,
and
we might be on the radio too.
We might be on the radio too.
We'll keep you
updated.
No F bombs. How can I live?
As the Tom and Tim World Domination Tour continues,
yes.
We will keep you posted. All right. See you next week.